mornings get any better?
Yeah. Could you please help me?
Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
That's a ground ball to third. Bregman, he's been great all night, and it's fitting that he is the one to secure a Game 1 win for the Houston Astros. A little James Harden to boot, a Euro step, and an exclamation point on a victory for the Astros, a 7-2 road win.
There's a lot of hardware down there, you know, Cy Youngs and MVPs and All-Star games and all that stuff, but there's not too many World Series rings down there. I know they're hungry for one, and you know, they have a shot right now.
There's a drive into left field. Temple going to stay fair. Pierce is watching, and this one is fair and gone. Bradley Jr., a high fly ball to right. Reddick is at the wall. Can only watch a grand slam. Jackie Bradley Jr., a knockout punch here in the eighth. And a high drive. Way back. Jackie Bradley Jr. sends it out of here. And Boston is back on top.
He worked in his craft. He found a few things that he really liked about his swing. Now he understands who he is as a hitter.
How about 9 2-out RBIs in his last 3 games? And the Red Sox are in the lead.
No one's gonna take me alive. The time has come to make things right.
Runners will be off with a crack in the bat with 2 outs.
You and I must fight for.
Deep in the left field, and J.D. Martinez with a home run. Boston strikes first. Red Sox 1-0.
Everyone with hands on. That's what it was going to take in order to beat a great team like Houston.
Yeah, so now in the air, left field. That is hit well. Got some carry to it. That's going to fly. And this one is gone. Rafael Devers, a 3-run blast. It is 4-0 Boston.
Bradley Jr., and he is your ALCS MVP.
Some of the best fans in the world. To be bringing the World Series opportunity back to them and an American League championship back to Boston, I'm sure they're going nuts right now back home.
Yeah, and just like that, we back again, little brother. Yeah, Mike Predator, eat any competitor. Had to double back because I've been
waiting. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And the more I think about it, John, the more I believe I'm correct. John has been insistent upon himself today with his Red Sox takes. It's infuriating.
Which part pissed you off?
I can't. I'm just joking.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember. But I am sticking with this. You know what I would do if I was Alex Cora? Is I would start Eovaldi in Game 1, I'd pitch Price in Game 2, and I'd pitch Sale in Game 3.
We agree on that. My only point was Cora won't do that. He's loyal to a fault, and Sale will pitch in Game 1. I would pitch Sale in Game 4 if I could get away with it.
And I would not pitch Price because I'm not positive Price handles a Game 1. Like, I'm not positive how that goes over.
I don't know. Up is down. Down is up. I mean, Jackie Bradley Jr. just won ALCS MVP and drove in 9 runs, and Price was dominant last night in a playoff game.
I think he got a little ahead of himself, though, after the game when he said that there's going to be no more questions.
Spring training. If he goes out and he's going to start Game 2. If he goes out in Game 2 and lasts 2 1/3, then, yeah, the questions come right back.
Okay, if Sale is not 100% and Sale's doesn't seem to be close to 100%, do you think Cora still doesn't give him that extra time?
I think if Sale's anywhere close to 50 or above, he starts Game 1.
Why would he do that? Because then it forces sales.
As I told you, his point will be 50% of, he won't say it this way, but this is what he'll mean, 50% of sale is better than anybody else.
Okay, Evaldi's been fantastic.
Yep.
And so he's better than 50% of sale.
Yep.
And by waiting for sale, it sets up the rotation.
He just got over being sick. His shoulder wasn't the best to begin with. He needs every day of rest he can get.
Yes.
And I would pitch him in game 3 or game 4 behind Porcello in the World Series and give him close to 2 weeks off. That's what I would do, but Cora won't do that.
Because even if you pitch him in game 3, then you can
bring him back.
If you love him, then you can bring him back.
Yep. Game 4, he only gets one start. So maybe it should be game 3 where he's guaranteed should get a second start.
Or if you pitched him in game 4, then you could use him as an eighth inning guy.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense for me to start Sale in game 1. The man lost weight, which seems
impossible.
Even Cora made the statement that said,
he's like 6'1", 155 to start.
Yes.
Yes.
And his mechanics are just like, you think his arm's going to fall off.
Yep.
So I don't see him. I don't know. The way Evaldi's
looking.
Give yourself a pat on the back, too. You made the deal to get Evaldi, and now he's pitching this way.
It should be Evaldi in game 1, Price in game 2, and Sale in game 3.
I agree completely with
that. It should be, but it won't be.
I just love the fact that every one of these stations has a news van out in front of Fenway as they show them putting up the AL Championship banner, and taking down the AL East one, which I say, give it back to its rightful owners.
In reciprocation, we would like, maybe to go to a nice playoff game. Or
yes.
We were looking for something. We just don't want to hand it over to them.
Yes.
The master criminals.
Crime of the century.
Let them throw out the first pitch,
This is for Fenway Park.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's right. Throw out the,
nobody made this. This is just...
Granted, you're assuming they're alive.
Yeah, no one made this.
We're big supporters of the Red Sox.
There's a good chance that they might have taken a long slumber. Tony, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Evaldi's got to go game 1. He's all adrenaline. I mean, against the Yankees, he was throwing 100 in the 8th inning, and that was a while ago. And game 1 would be off the charts. He'd kill him.
He threw 102 last night in relief.
I know. Give yourself a pat on the back.
Yeah.
You made a fantastic deal before the deadline. A deal that not everyone, they kind of got by me. I mean, I was like, oh, okay, Evaldi. Like, he's
two Tommy Johns, flamed out with the Yankees, sure.
Yeah, and I'm like, what is this?
I mean, Tampa.
Ride the wave. Yeah. I'm not even saying re-sign him. I'm just saying for this particular moment in time, dogs and cats living together, Jackie Bradley Jr., like you said, doing this. And the fact that Kinsler has gotten on base.
Looked real good last night. Took a couple of really good swings last night,
yeah.
Kinsler.
Tickets in October. You know what I'm saying?
I'd say play those guys the rest of the morning. You could never get enough of that.
How many lanes of traffic?
I mean, my man had to run across 3 lanes of traffic.
Give it back to him. They are the rightful owners.
25 yards away, it was Red Sox stuff.
And then you got to fold it very carefully. Mike, go ahead. Michael.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, why would you start Price in game 2 when you could start him in game 3 either in a dome stadium at Milwaukee or out in the warm weather of L.A.? He's already been known that he doesn't have a good feel for the ball, and plus it gets him away from the Boston crowd.
Because he's great at Fenway.
And also because I don't want to – because by my logic, I don't want Sale pitching until game 3. And also, if Sale's shoulder's bothering him, I would be more prone to want him to pitch in a warmer climate anyway,
Right.
So, you go ahead.
But it's really great to see Price get the monkey off his back and finally win his first start in the postseason. And I was screaming at TV last night why Kinsler was playing, the way he had performed earlier in the playoffs.
Yeah, especially against a righty. That made no sense. It made no sense for him to start against a righty. The argument was, Holt had his problems with Justin Verlander, as if everyone else in the majors hasn't had their problems with Justin Verlander.
Who was that guy who just called in?
I sleep on a recliner.
Sounded just like him.
It might have been.
Mark
Kevin,
called
but
in.
Doesn't want to, throw it in your face.
No.
Celebrity caller.
What is that? I'm like, I don't know.
Kevin, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys? Steak and eggs.
Steak and eggs.
Hey.
Fred, I don't know why you can't see this. I mean, we start him in game one because then if we get into trouble, we can throw him again in game four.
Who, Sale?
Correct.
Because I want Sale to get as much rest as possible.
Yeah, I don't think Sale's in any shape, regardless of how many pitches he throws to go anywhere on short rest.
I'm definitely, first of all, I want to give him as much time as possible.
I mean, you could pitch him on a throw day like you see Evaldi went last night on a throw day.
Yeah, but yeah, you're not pitching Sale on short rest under any circumstances. That's crazy. No matter how great you think he is, I want to pitch him on short rest. Necessarily, if he was healthy,
even to bring him in like in the eighth.
Sure, an inning.
That was my point,
right? But yeah. I wouldn't start him on short rest.
No.
Even if he was healthy, I wouldn't start him on short rest.
Correct.
We got connections where we could have reached out to other sources.
And don't forget Price. If Price is going to pitch game one, it would be on his regular turn.
I don't want to pitch Price in game one.
But Price or Evaldi should pitch game one, probably Evaldi. Alex Cora, man. He keeps sending, you know, Matt Barnes out there till he got it right. He keeps sending David Price out there till he got it right. I mean, he'll send Sale out there in game one. He will.
All right. Well,
I mean, you could always disguise it. You know, Sale, you know, his health hasn't come back the way he wanted. Sale hasn't gained his weight back. There are ways to kind of, you know, camouflage this and say he's not ready when he is.
Yeah, but you could say that he's hurt.
He's still sick. No, they'll never say he's hurt.
I know, but...
But I mean,
it's
you could
obvious.
Say he's still sick. You know, we want to make sure that he's got as much rest as possible. We're not going to bring him back until game three. There are ways to do this, but
I just like that the story was, oh, he must be feeling better, but he was walking around with a bottle of Pedialyte. Like, oh well,
yeah,
he might as well have had an IV in him. He's drinking Pedialyte. Maybe he got drunk last night. That's the cure. What they say is Pedialyte.
Yes, I did know that.
Get your vitamins and minerals. All right, so we will be right back. We have some audio of Mad Dog. We'll take your phone calls on the Red Sox, 617-779-0985.
98.5. Toucher and Rich.
It's funny because I took so much heat from the audience yesterday, and I won't get back into the debate, even though that Danny Ainge, who played professional baseball, agreed with me, if you squeeze the glove, it can't be forced by someone else. And I took so much heat, but then if you look nationally...
Yes.
At the opinions, I would say that the majority of them agreed with my principle that was not fan interference.
By the way, there is yesterday on the news all throughout Houston, this was getting a lot of traction, and that was that a petition had started amongst fans of the Astros that is titled Change Ruling for Altuve's Home Run. You can find it at change.org. It says, yesterday the Astros were given a quote out for Altuve's home run. The referees needed to review this and see that it is not an out. Altuve has a home run, and they know it. Review all the times that plays weren't called out. You guys could have at least let him go on base, but no. This wasn't fan interference. You can clearly see when the player's arm was bent back to reach the ball in the stands. Don't give a chance, and we all boycott baseball. Baseball is an American sport. Being an American is giving chances and viewing who is wrong and right. So go get out your board of people and view how wrong you guys were ruling this as an out. And
my son then went to and hit send.
That's right. I mean, I would like to picture what this person looks like.
Probably about fourth grade.
Over 1,700 people have signed it.
Oh, good for them.
So there you go. This is taken off. And
let's hope you hang on to that for the next 10 or 15 years of your life. Get really, really angry and upset.
Well, listen, don't give a chance, and we all boycott baseball.
Sure.
By the way, if that had happened to the Red Sox, it would have been a tear fest yesterday.
Oh, he said that.
Of course it would have.
I mean, the world would
have. So you say go ahead and hang on to that for the next 15 years. You would have.
No, I wouldn't have. And I'll tell you why, because the Red Sox had won World Series. If the Red Sox had not won any World Series, I would have hung on to it for the rest of my life. They won, so it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter if they win to you?
It matters if they win. My point is they have already won, so I don't need to hang on to it.
So this isn't special to you?
Well, the best thing is that the Houston fans are, like, so passive. Like, so they had,
you're
like,
on your game today, man.
They had security walk the guy out with a Reagan Bush hat, and, like, no one's even talking or looking at him. Like, nobody cares. Nobody's yelling anything. And on top of that, there were all these things that were out there, like, hey, we think you're just a great fan. We're going to give you a free barbecue at our restaurant. And I was like, yeah, we think you're a great guy. Yeah. Like, no one's pissed at the guy in Houston.
No one's angry.
They
nope.
Be. But that Reagan Bush hat was like made him impenetrable.
It's like he just like woke up after like 30 years. Yeah, like, hey, I still got this hat on my head.
He was a cryogenic chamber, and then they let him out.
Well, mm-hmm. as we know, this is starting to catch up with a lot of people. I know that the game four was 12:51, I think, when it finished. I looked at the clock, yep. And it was about 12:51. Last night was a little after midnight as well. And that just sucks. I mean, it's like, who can watch the end of these games if you have a normal job, much less one where you have to wake up extra early? And as exciting as they are...
Or children.
I mean, that's the other thing. Well, I mean, Fred, you wonder why baseball is aging out, and the average age of someone who watches it is, what is it? Is it 57?
I think it's even older.
Okay. Well, I mean, these are people who sleep on a recliner. Who are watching baseball that late? It's not.
These are people that are having breakfast while the game is ending.
Oh, without a doubt.
I sleep on a recliner.
That's right. So this needs to stop. The fact that like these marquee games are going on and they're ending after midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning is utterly ridiculous. So Mad Dog, who does some radio, you know, he was one half of Mike and the Mad Dog with Mike Francesa,
but the Rollins College graduate.
Was he really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, he had this to say about that yesterday.
Major League Baseball put the National League Championship Series yesterday, game number four, at 9:09 at night in the East. The game was over at 2:25 in the morning. The commissioner, I guarantee you, he was in bed. Nobody saw this game. And don't sit there and tell me, if you're Major League Baseball, that...
Hang on 1 second. I want to take a call.
Okay.
Steve, go ahead.
Hey, you guys need to take this petition seriously, guys. If 1,700 people boycott baseball, I think it could tank the ratings. It could end the whole deal. So.
I'm with you. And it's something. Well, listen, if they boycott baseball, and it is America, by the way, according to this.
It is America.
Mm-hmm.
So we all get second chances. But to be serious, the bi-coastal series, Dodgers-Red Sox, what the hell is going to happen to ratings on that? You got one coast that's going to see games and one coast that won't. I mean, baseball needs to figure out how to get out of the death spiral.
Without a doubt. Yes. Without a doubt.
All right. Well, I was told by Bird to take that call, leading me to believe that gentleman was serious, which he, of course, was not. It did say that he was calling from Texas, so I will give him that. But back to what we were doing.
Major League Baseball put the National League Championship Series yesterday, game number four, at 9:09 at night in the East. The game was over at 2:25 in the morning. The commissioner, I guarantee you, he was in bed. Nobody saw this game. And don't sit there and tell me, if you're Major League Baseball, that you didn't have a way around this. The Astros could have played yesterday at 3, and the Dodgers could have played at 7. It's bad enough the games are on TBS and quote-unquote FS1. This is the Final Four. This is championship big time baseball. And the games are on TBS and FS1. That is a joke. And don't sit there and tell me there wasn't an alternative.
The best thing about it being on TBS, and if they have an early game, is that they push up all the like sitcoms.
Oh, yeah.
So you get like Seinfeld at a reasonable hour instead of Friends. TBS is like all in on Friends. It's on constantly. And that is an unwatchable program. There is not one redeeming good thing about Friends. It's awful. Every character is awful. It just sucks. Sucks. Joy gets trapped in a TV cabinet.
Mm-hmm. Well, someone robbed his apartment, if I remember right.
Yeah.
Didn't they have like a duck and a chick?
Oh, yeah. It was hysterical.
That's right.
And it started off when Ross had a monkey, and that was very funny as well.
Mm-hmm.
Was an alternative. Come on! Everybody in baseball should be steamed about this. This is ridiculous. Why? Because of FS1? TBS? I mean, geez. I mean, they got garbage channels anyway. My God, what TBS wants?
TBS is not a garbage channel. TBS plays Family Guy for 3 hours on Mondays. So shut up.
So you're A-okay with that?
Yeah. They got some decent original programming. Now, FS1 is something that I have a great deal of trouble finding. And then I always assume something's on FS1, like baseball, and then I'll get there and it's like, you know, hey, let's talk about sports.
Yeah, FS1 is where you go when you can't find the game anywhere else.
Yes.
Right. It's like your ninth choice.
Oh, it must be FS1, because I can't find it on ESPN or a major channel or Fox. Or, yeah.
I watch more of the Big Ten Network than I do of FS1.
Wow. Oh, man.
By a lot. by probably about quadruple.
Yep.
Maybe even 10 times more.
My God, what, TBS wants to have their part of the game leak into prime time so they can't start at 3 o'clock in Houston in Game 3? Nonsense! Who cares what TBS thinks? Put the game on so we all can watch it. Make it easy for us. Baseball makes it so hard to follow this. It's bad enough to run a million channels. TBS, MLB, here's a game on FS1, but stick this one game on Fox.
By the way, works for MLB, I think. I think he actually has a show.
He's got an MLB show at noon every day.
He's crapping on his own employer.
That's correct.
Which, by the way, Masnarati will fill in for him.
He will. He does, yep. High heat.
It's coming at you high and hot.
High heat.
Oh, boy, I hope that yogurt wasn't bad.
Well, after what happened last week, maybe you could use it.
Oh, it's a good point.
Yeah, last week was a whole barge.
You're okay, though. You're not blocked.
No, you're fine. No.
Okay, good.
It's your sport. It's your championship series. It's Major League Baseball at its highest level. Let us watch the game properly, all parts of the country.
I remember when the Tigers were in the World Series in 84 that there were day games, and I think they won the World Series during the day.
Yep, there were day games.
And I think they put a TV in our elementary school classroom so we could watch it. I that is true. And then Billy Munson was running around the neighborhood going, Tigers won, Tigers won. And we said, Billy Munson, you're really old. Why aren't you working? You worked at Burger King.
Ah.
And I don't give a crap that TBS wants to have a little leakage into prime time. So they don't want to play the Red Sox and Houston at 3. They played at 5. So they get a little prime. Who cares about TBS? Jesus, TBS. It's TBS. Garbage. You think Manfred was watching this yesterday? You think Manfred, and he's a great guy. I love him. You think he told his family, honey, I can't let the dog out. I got Brewers in the 13th inning at 2:20. He was snoring his ass off at that time. We don't know it. The serious baseball fan like me got screwed. It's enough already. Stop farting around. Use your noodle.
He won't swear to such a point.
Quit farting around is kind of a good line.
Yeah, but because even on, like satellite, he won't swear, and he gets real upset if someone does. So he I bet you he doesn't swear at home. So he's got like every single like Dan Roche way to swear.
Right. It's as if he's a censor for one of these networks.
Right.
Shut your freezing mouth.
Stop farting around. Use your noodle. You have avenues to put the games on earlier in the day. Let us watch it earlier in the day. Give us a break. You sabotage your sport. Well, we got to get a higher rating. You're not getting a rating anyway. FS1 rating my ass. There's no rating there. Take advantage of the fan who cares.
And by the way technology is now, like, people can watch it at work.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, everyone can easily get a way to put something on your computer, whether it be YouTube TV or one of these other things, or just, like, through the actual MLB website. I believe there's a way you can stream the game.
Oh, yeah.
You might have to pay.
I have the MLB app that plays all the games.
Oh, yeah.
The At-Bat app? Is that the one?
Yeah, do you got that?
My dad does. I don't.
What, it was a little too pricey for you?
No, I just didn't
get it. $60. You can watch all the games. You didn't want to do it?
No. I was too busy donating my money to Rich's cause.
Yeah, by $15 you beat me. big deal.
$15.75.
That's right, $5.15.75.
Too clever. But no, seriously, I could watch all the games on my phone.
Think about that. But how atrocious is that? That you've got the Final Four of like a major league, and it's airing at 2 in the morning. 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
And market 2, the Dodgers. So this is obviously a team that's got a lot of fans.
It's only 11 in the morning, on 11 in at night on the West Coast.
It doesn't matter. The West Coast, there's Dodgers fans all over the It's the top, final four teams.
Right.
People on the East Coast want to see what's going on the West.
Right.
2 o'clock in the morning, right. That is, there's no excuse.
God forbid kids should watch this thing and you should grow the thing from grassroots.
But say that's not even my intent. Say that's, I'm not worried about that. But wouldn't you have more people on the East Coast watching a game at, say, 4 in the afternoon than you would at 2 in the morning?
Are you kidding me? Who's watching at 2
right.
in the morning?
So I don't understand the advantage of having the games all in prime time. Because I guarantee the ratings in 1984, and this is the only, because I'm from Detroit, and this is my only way I can go back in time, so I apologize to everyone. But I guarantee you the ratings for the World Series were, what do you think, 10 times back then as they are now? Maybe 5 times as high?
Yeah. Five times as high.
How about this? Even sure. nobody teams had- in the NCAA tournament, during the first round, they're being played at times where people can watch it. Yeah. So why can't the Dodgers be played on the East Coast at a time where that isn't 2 a.m? That's insane when you think about
even
that.
Even bumped the Dodger game up by an hour. Honestly, 5 and 9 with the 2 start times that day.
On top of that, what do you think the average length
is it really
of one
necessary
of these playoff
for all
games
of us?
Has been?
But yeah,
four
it's
and a half
three
hours.
And a half. But
I mean, Fred, you're right. I mean, it obviously in the playoffs things get dragged out even more so. But this year it seems like more than I can even remember.
Is it necessary to have that pre? They obviously left that extra hour in case the game goes long, but they want to make sure they have the studio show so everyone can tune into the studio show between games. Nobody tunes into the studio show between games. Nobody cares.
The studio show is awful.
People like David Ortiz. They like Alex Rodriguez. Hey, he put on a Yankee jersey. That lasts maybe 5 minutes. Nobody cares. But the people who want to watch it will watch it anyway. It doesn't matter.
How about Pedro Martinez, Gary Sheffield, and Rollins?
Yeah.
What? I don't want to watch any of that.
No one cares about any of that
Strong,
stuff.
Boston Strong, and then he flexes his muscles, and they're talking about mimosas.
Show me the damn game. Don't show me studio crap. I don't care about that stuff.
Yeah, and especially when it's awful. Like you know who we really need is Gary Sheffield. He's going to come in and he's because people love him.
Yeah.
All right. We will return here to the headlines. Watching the 5 o'clock game with some friends and children, and a guy who used to be my psychiatrist came in, and then and then when he saw me, he immediately walked out.
Yeah.
Because I went to a psychiatrist that was like right by where I live.
Oh.
That was like on top of the place that I was that I was watching the game at.
Yep.
And he just came in and then we like locked eyes and he just turned around and walked out. He said, I don't want to even be in the same area as this guy. That's a very odd thing to run into someone that was your psychiatrist.
Yeah, why would he turn? I mean, you're not seeing him now, right? So
no, I haven't for a while.
Clinically, is there a reason? Or
I've been told that you're supposed to keep like surface discussions outside the office. That there's not,
even though you're no longer seeing the person.
And it's not like I was going to come up to him and go, "What's up, bro?"
Yeah, like, just start talking.
You know
about
what's been eating at me?
Yeah. Doc, I'm glad you're here. I got a couple of things.
But the only reason I thought about it is because he was like the quintessential Red Sox fan. He was like 63 with like a tweed jacket and a Red Sox cap on. Like he was like, you're like, that's a Red
George
Sox
Plimpton, in other words.
Yeah, it's very Plimpton-esque, yes. Indeed.
By the way, Men's Fitness has Houston as the fattest city in America.
Mm.
Yeah, they've mastered skinny fat. Did you see that in the crowd?
I've mastered skinny fat.
It's not even that. It's just like, I mean, everyone there just looks all sleepy LaBeef. They're like just kind of pouring over their seats like,
there's an age when working out does not work unless you eat correctly, and I have reached that because I can work out all day, but I eat like crap, and it used to even itself out.
Right?
No. Bruce, go ahead.
Hey guys, simple solution to this 5-hour baseball game. Right? Every other major sport has a game clock. You introduce a clock to baseball. In fact, 2 clocks. You have a pitch clock. Right? 15 seconds. Pitcher throws the ball. If the batter's not ready, tough. And the batter, by the way, is in the batter's box and doesn't get out of the batter's box for any reason except physical injury. All right. And then, secondly, you have a game clock. First pitch is thrown. Game clock starts. 3 hours later, the umpire steps out from behind home plate, says, game over. Doesn't matter if it's the bottom of the third inning. Game is over. You have a winner, you have a loser, or you have a tie. Nothing wrong with a tie. Other sports deal with it.
Just start the game no later than 7.
Hang on.
It's that easy.
He had like ASMR voice. Say some other stuff.
So nothing wrong with the game clock. Hey, and one quick, you know, serious question before I jump off. You know, in light of Jackie Bradley Jr. being awarded the MVP of the ALCS, has the station got a suicide watch on Adam Jones? Thanks, guys.
You know, there was, I actually wouldn't mind hearing this. Apparently, somebody from Houston latched on to a tweet from Adam Jones and, like, did an entire break ripping on him and then saying, ah, these Boston fans. And I'm just like, do you know Adam Jones? He's more on your side than he is on the Red Sox side.
Yeah, I heard Jones on.
It's like maybe this guy needs to listen to the show instead of if you're going to find an enemy, like someone to go up against as far as being pro Red Sox, Adam Jones isn't the guy you pick.
By the way, two things. One, that guy gave me the ASMR tingles. That guy's voice was hitting the right spot.
Sure.
And second of all, what night was it that I was listening to him? It was the night that I had the game. John, when was the last game that I had?
The last Milo Little League game?
Yeah.
Was it
Wednesday?
Tuesday. Was it Tuesday?
Okay, it was Tuesday. So anyway, after the game on Tuesday, he was saying, but you know, wait, Alex Cora says it, you know, they've won. There's nothing left to play for. I mean, they've won. I mean, you know, the series is 2-1. Why even watch it? They've won. And I'm like, how long did it take you? Like, right, like, I'm all negative in my real life. Like, I gotta, you know, I usually look at things and spin them negatively.
Not true.
But I'm like, how are you pissed off at the team for being up 2-1 in the series?
Well, you also
What is bothering you about that?
Well, he also like ran into that the Jackie Bradley Jr. Grand Slam was ridiculous, and it didn't even really count because it was the Pierce home run that won it for him.
I see.
Like a 3-2
home run, right? Sixth was the difference.
So that meant nothing.
Yeah.
I do love
that. Well, hey, Houston and Scotty Rhodes are rest of the game. 3-2 is 3-2, right?
And it technically was the game-winning
RBI. Game-winning hit, yep.
Kevin, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you guys are my new morning drive until Kirk Minahan comes back to radio because they're horrible on the other station.
Well, thank you, man. We appreciate that.
Yes, thank you.
All right. And your comment?
Okay.
You have a comment? Okay.
Okay.
All right. It's a warning across the bow. Intercom, take notes.
Yes, right. There you go.
We'll take it.
Coming all to right. us in droves.
We'll take it. We were struggling so mightily before. Let's go to Anthony. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, man?
My take is, you know, the way these players can save time is maybe if they got freaking, you know, new gloves or something. They're always up there adjusting them, strapping them. You know, it's just wasting time. They're out of the box. Yeah, it slows down the pitcher.
You know what? I have a rule in when I coach Little League is you're not allowed to wear batting gloves at practice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because it takes forever to put them on, and the only reason you need batting gloves is if you're swinging the bat 150 times a day.
Or Matt Carpenter,
I said at a game you can wear them all you want because you have time to get ready. But if you're running like a batting, if you're running batting practice,
even if the temperature is 45 or 50 degrees outside,
it hasn't happened. That issue hasn't come up.
But will you let them wear batting gloves when it's cold before the big championship game?
At a game, you can wear gloves whenever you. No, not during batting practice. No, you can't. If you're in a cage, it's ridiculous. Matt Carpenter doesn't wear gloves.
None of these kids are Matt Carpenter.
Say I get 15 pitches in batting practice, why the hell would I need to have batting gloves?
Hands are going to sting. You hit a ball off the handle in 45-degree weather, which, by the way, is coming this weekend.
So a flap of scrotum.
Wait, stop there. I just want to see where you're going to go from here.
Best,
I think this
best
up.
Band name ever.
Scrotum thin. Scrotum? Hang on a second.
Flap of scrotum.
I'm sorry.
A flap of scrotum thin leather is going to save my hands from hurting?
It mentally that, will help. That, absolutely
that
it will.
That is ridiculous.
These kids are 9 and 10 years old, Fred. You don't think it might hurt a little bit?
No. If you have gloves on, it takes the whole vibration of the bat away?
No, it doesn't take it away, but it certainly lessens it.
How?
Tonight at the Palladium, opening up for Insane Clown Posse. It's Flap of Scrotum.
Scrotum. They do a 30-minute set.
Yeah.
I mean,
with their hits. I mean, my man had to run across 3 lanes. Traffic.
That's their hit song.
I hate batting gloves. All right, we'll return.
Thatcher and Rich.
This Red Sox team, world champions once again. It has to feel very, very good.
Well, I think this is a magical day for us, the end of a remarkable season, and I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go Red Sox! Let's go Red Sox! Let's go Red Sox!
The Red Sox.
Larry, how gratifying is this for you?
I'm a Red Sox fan and I can die. I'm a Red Sox fan and I can die. I'm a Red Sox fan and I can die. Happy. I'm a Red Sox fan and I can die. I'm a Red Sox fan and I can die. I'm a Red Sox fan and I can die. Happy. 1918. What does it mean? 1918. What does it mean? 86 years. 86 years. 86 years.
That more than anything gets stuck in my head.
I believe the name of this band is Flap of Scrotum.
Have you thought to today if I woke up and thought I was going to get in a fight over kids wearing batting gloves?
Doesn't Seven think I'm in love? Now, I even know the second verse.
Oh, maybe. I don't even know that. We're always out by now. I have no idea.
I don't know this line.
Oh, wow, those are people.
Rich, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. Rich in the car.
What's up, man?
Real quick solution to speed up these games. I coach girls youth softball, and first of all, it's a better take than Major League Baseball at this point. But besides that, we have a no new inning limit. So in girls softball, it's an hour and 40 minutes. In Major League Baseball, you could use 2 hours and 40 minutes. It sets a no new inning after that time. But it also will change the way they have to strategize for the game. Because if you know you're approaching your no new inning time frame, you know, now you have to think about, am I using
all right, thank you for calling. Start the games no later than 7. It's as simple as it gets. The games are going to be 4 hours long, at least, it seems like nowadays.
Well, the game
start
being,
it no later than 7. Your solution is
game
easy.
Being 4 hours long is acceptable.
Without a doubt.
And then the reason that I don't care if games are 4 hours long during the regular season is because I can't believe that more than 1% of people watching baseball watch the entire game pitch for pitch.
And these games
it's
have
just,
been...
The idea that it's on is kind of comforting.
And the games and have been excellent. And that's another thing to be said, is that despite how great they are, even huge baseball fans are having a hard time staying up that late. You can't have something that is supposed to be mass appeal. This is your big sales pitch for baseball. Your top four teams, you can't have it on at 1 o'clock in the morning,
and every
much
single,
less 2 like the other day.
In every single series, you have to have one game that starts at 4.
Without a doubt, I'd have no
problem. At least two games. I mean, the Sox have technically two games that start at 5. If this was going to go to a sixth game, if the Dodgers and Milwaukee were going to play a game 7 on Saturday night, the Sox would have started game 6 tomorrow afternoon at 5. But no game starts later than 7 o'clock Eastern time, and you have to have at least one or two games that start at 4 o'clock.
And that's the thing with the NBA. You know how it happens where you have some of these games. It's like tip offs at 9 o'clock. But the way basketball is that game's gonna be over before midnight. It's going to be over before midnight, almost without a doubt, unless there's like double, triple
overtime.
Even
NBA Finals games will probably be done by
midnight. Without a doubt, start it by 7. No later than 7. It's the easiest solution ever, and I don't know why baseball can't get out of their own
way. Damn it, kids might actually watch games and like the sport. Instead of the average age following baseball being 58, maybe you knock it down a few pegs with some teenagers and, God forbid, 8-year-olds watching games, at least the first few innings.
All right. We'll be joined by Jared Karabas from Barstool Sports. No commercials here, just the headlines.